Good morning, and I hope that you guys are having an amazing day. I've created this space because postpartum depression needs to be to the forefront of the conversation in each and every cultural community, but especially the Black community. If you don't know me, my name is Dominique Nash. I am a host of a podcast called Womanhood Empowerment, and I am also a mother of four beautiful children, a wife, and a daughter, a sister, aunt, a cousin, an entrepreneur. I am a digital creator, whatever it is that you want to call me, but what I want to talk about that has to do with me is that I am a constant person who is battling postpartum depression. Postpartum depression really has been a part of my life and a constant battle since I found out that I was pregnant with my first child at the tender age of 23. And I've always struggled with anxiety and depression growing up, mainly because, you know, just being a woman, coming into womanhood is very traumatic for a young girl. So, you know, when you're introduced to womanhood, basically, that's when a girl begins her menstrual. So going into womanhood and you're not a kid anymore. And if you are a woman that's like me, I started very early at the tender age of 9, actually the day after my 9th birthday. And it was very traumatic because I was not prepared. My mother and father, they did the best that they could raising me, but they had to live paycheck to paycheck because they were children when they had kids. And a lot of both of them were raised by descendants of slaves. So their mentality was of one that was really severely oppressed. And all that they knew was how to work and take care of their children. And for that, I am grateful. There is a lot of things that caused a lot of trauma in my life and anxiety as a child because I had to look a certain way because I was a Black girl. My hair always had to be done. I always had to have poise. You know, there's an extra layer added on top of womanhood when you're a Black woman. You have to be strong. You can't show weakness. So all of that wrapped up together, plus my own insecurities about my body. I'm going through all these changes. And that now I have to be responsible for another person that's grown inside of me. And with that type of responsibility, postpartum, that's when it kicks in the most. You start to mentally attack yourself. A lot of people don't know what postpartum is, and I did not at the beginning of my journey into motherhood. But as I had more children, I started to pay attention to certain behavioral things that I would think and how I would treat people around me, how I would withdraw, constant, uncontrollable crying, not knowing what decision I'm making, if it's a good one or not. These are all signs of postpartum depression. And the one thing that I can encourage all listeners who listen to this recording, if you think that someone around you might be struggling with postpartum, especially if that's their first child, please do not tell them that they're being dramatic. Please don't dismiss their feelings. Please don't tell them that they need to be stronger, because that's the voice that's already in their head that's postpartum attacking them. Okay, so they don't need to hear it outside of their body. What you can do is give them words of affirmation, encouragement, love. Find out their love language. Find out a counselor that can help them identify the childhood trauma that is causing that postpartum depression to take control, because postpartum is linked to childhood trauma and anxiety. Yes, it is linked to that. And we might try to suppress it the older that we get, but once you as a woman have a child, that trauma and anxiety and depression that you experience at a very young age is going to come back to haunt you if you don't deal with it. So that's is the main reason for me pushing for Postpartum Depression Awareness Month, which is in May. But we're going to push this thing right now so we can bring more awareness to the forefront, especially for our Black voices, our Black women. You don't always have to be strong. There is a certain thing with you being not okay. And I think we need to normalize that in the Black community, because a lot of Black women are just thrown into womanhood. And when you're Black, you have to have this added on layer of being strong, carrying on like this big mama persona. You have to learn how to be domineering, because people won't take you seriously in the business world. There's just so many obstacles that Black women have to face. And when we have a baby on top of that, then there's more pressure, because now that little baby is a little Black baby, and the world has this hatred for some reason towards Black children when they get around 12 or 13. So a Black mom is thinking, I got to do all of that I can to prepare my Black child for this world so they don't seem to be a threat. So all of this trauma is just trickling down and continuing throughout generations without help. And we need to break the cycle. So I want to bring just so much awareness to postpartum depression so it can strengthen our bonds and strengthen our communities. And I need you guys' help. I started a fundraiser to raise awareness here in St. Louis, Missouri. If you don't know, I'm here. I live in St. Louis. I'm born and raised in St. Louis. St. Louis is a very, very nice city, but we have struggled in the past because we're doing better. But we have really struggled here in St. Louis with the racial divide. I have experienced it most of my life, even when I went to college. And racism is alive. I didn't want to believe it, but I've experienced it firsthand. And that added on pressure and layer to being a woman in business trying to be taken seriously because I'm Black. I have to come off as very strong and hide my emotions. But what ended up happening after I had children and I couldn't hold up that strong front anymore, you know, I just crumbled. I crumbled and I needed help. And I reached out to a counselor. And believe me, when I told people that I was going to reach out to a counselor that were Black, they told me not to. They were afraid of what other people would label me as being weak. Some of them thought that maybe that might give them grounds to take my children. So we need to change this narrative today, guys. This is something that I am so passionate about, and I hope that you hear the passion and you support the cause. I'm going to post the link to this cause on my page and pin it to the top. If you can please share this message, let's bring more awareness to women about postpartum depression and that it is real, and encourage Black women to reach out for help. There's nothing wrong with you. It's okay to not be okay. That's right. You heard me. It is okay to not be okay. Stay encouraged. Speak up when something is wrong. Okay. We need to speak up. You're okay. Keep pushing. Signing off. It's me, your girl, Dominique Nash. And you will hear more from me on this platform. I do have my own podcast on Anchor, but I'm going to do my best to start bringing more awareness on here as well. Thank you for tuning in and have a great day. Please share this post and leave a comment. Let me know if at any time, if you have experienced postpartum depression or been around someone struggling with postpartum depression. If you have questions about postpartum depression, leave it on this post. Thank you so much and have a great day.